Okay, I turned that on because we have. All right, you have eight.
Yep. Okay, I will call the December 3rd, 2025 meeting of the Greater Madison MPO to order. You've already noted the roles, the roll call. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the November 6th meeting?
Jets are moved to approve.
So a second.
I'll
I'll
second.
second. Okay,
Michelle?
Michelle. Yeah. Any changes? All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are approved. Item three is communications. We have a
Well,
Bill
I guess
Johnson.
for this, I
Go ahead.
would say I put it under communications because Bill Jetzer, our board member, had shared this article and wanted to just bring it to all your attention. And then I just tacked on a little bit of information just as a refresher. It was something that was part of our transit development plan, but Metro did do an analysis of sort of like, what would how would it go if we tried to do free fares? Now it's a little out of date at this point, but and those documents should be available in your packet. And I'm happy to share my screen. I have my packet up on the screen if you think that would be helpful.
Sure, why don't we can
Okay,
take a
let me
couple minutes
scroll
to do
down
that.
to it. Our minutes were a little bit bigger than usual. I just noted someone's in the waiting room. Letting me tend to my waiting room. I'm going to have to stop sharing just for a moment.
Okay. While you're doing that, maybe Alder Jetzer, did you want to talk, mention why you wanted this brought up?
Sure. So one of my constituents, Troy Klein, who's actually on the meeting tonight, brought this article to my attention. And I figured, the Iowa City did this couple years back, 2023 or whatever, and there's been all sorts of talk of free buses in New York City since Zoran Mamdani came onto the scene, and I was unaware of what sort of analysis went into Metro's fare system with which is
Right.
I think pretty equitable all in all with discounted fares for students and seniors and low income and the fare capping, et cetera. But I thought it would be an interesting topic for discussion, for the policy board.
Okay. So, Alex, did you want to just briefly summarize what the this 2021 analysis
Yes. So, just like Bill just said, I saw that same thing in the paper, and sort of one thing to note with that article is that there was funding, additional funding that the state of Iowa provided that allowed them to do that, and they did it as a pilot, and needless to say, it was popular. So they found a way to continue it. But as far as the analysis that was brought to my attention, sort of looking back at it, I think the executive summary does a good job, just to let you know that it was considered, and that there is a pretty big price tag associated with it. And then it's not just simply One thing that's a little bit interesting about the analysis is not just simply adding up the fares and adding up the dollars associated with the fares, but it's also relates to all the systems, for instance, all the fare cards that are provided for big employers like UW and so there's a lot of systems in place that would also be impacted and needed to be factored into the analysis. But again, this was done pre-BRT. It's something I imagine could possibly be done again, but at this time, basically, the question was asked, and it, if we were to do it, if it was to be attempted, it would require, if you want something, you need to pay for it, like so many things. But definitely an interesting, an interesting study, and like you said, very timely given it's getting some national attention. So,
Right. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have any comment on that? Christoph?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say the fundamentals of this analysis have not changed. It would leave a considerable gap in Metro's budget, which would mean needing to find another source for that funding. With the state levy limit, there's real limits to where we have sources for other funding. And besides that, I would say there's a real opportunity cost because if other funding was available, we could also use that funding to run more service. And that across the country, when you ask riders, what do you want more, free fares or more service? The answer is overwhelmingly, we want more service. So if we had that funding available to us, I think we'd be having a discussion about where we want to add service, not a discussion about making fares free.
Okay. Thank you. Obviously, the decision on whether to have free fares or what the fares are is, I assume, set by Madison Metro and the City Council. So,
Yes.
all right. Then we don't have any other communications, so we'll move on to public comment. I see that Troy Klein is here. Did you want to speak, Mr. Klein? No?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for coming. All right. Then we'll move on to item five, MPO 2025 resolution number 22. Approving amendment number 13 to the 2025-2029 Transportation Improvement Program TIP for the Madison Metropolitan Area in Dane County. Alex?
For this one, I'm going to have David present on this because it's a tip amendment.
Okay.
All right. This is a minor tip amendment request submitted by WISDOT that would add two federally funded EV charging station projects to the tip. The first project would be constructed at the Quick Trip on American Parkway, just north of East Park Boulevard in the city of Madison, and the other project would be constructed at the Pleasant Springs Travel Plaza, located on County Highway N, adjacent to the interstate interchange. Both projects would be utilizing federal National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure funding from the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, otherwise known as the WEVI program. The Quick Trip location was awarded about $500,000 in federal NEVI funding, and the Pleasant Springs Travel Plaza location was awarded about $573,000. Both EV stations will offer four level three charging ports, 150 kilowatts each, and each port will have NACS and CCS connectors. The WEVI program is administered by WISDOT. The MPO does not participate in project solicitation or application review. It is a competitive grant program that distributes NEVI formula program funds, and this was established under the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. And the primary goal of the NEVI program is to ensure that there are a sufficient number of high-speed EV charging stations spaced at intervals no greater than 50 miles along key highways. And this map shows the location of all projects that have been awarded funding in the past two rounds. In this latest round of funding, known as Round 1.5, there were a total of 26 projects in the state that were awarded about $14 million in federal NEVI funding. And the map is also showing those projects that were awarded funding in round one. There were 52 projects that were awarded about $23 million in federal NEVI funding. Three of those projects are located in Dane County. And so there is still about $40 million left in unobligated funding that's available for future solicitations. And this concludes my presentation on the TIP amendment. MPO staff are recommending approval.
Okay, does anyone have any questions or comments? Bill?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what sort of analysis went into the locations. I looked at the Wisconsin DOT traffic count map, and it's showing average daily traffic counts at the Travel Plaza of like 6,000.
Yeah, so there is a map. So Wisconsin has an electric vehicle charging infrastructure plan with a map identifying where they want to see these locations. So what you're first seeing is all of those routes that are considered designated alternative fuel corridors. And the goal here is to place stations within about a mile of interchanges on these highways and interstate highways in the state. And again, spaced at an interval not greater than 50 miles apart. So these stations are intended for long distance travel and again, within 1 mile of an interchange. So although that roadway you mentioned doesn't have a high AADT, the interstate does. So that's why that location was selected.
Okay, so that 6,100 number is likely to increase over time, probably for somewhat for people wanting to charge their EVs.
Well, again, are you talking about the location on County Highway N?
Yes.
So there's an interchange there right next to the interstate. So the intention is for vehicles to be able to get off the interstate and use that charging station.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else? Or would someone like to make a motion?
Jetzer will move to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
Andre seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And the motion carries. I guess what we are already to announcements and staff reports, Alex.
Yes, we can deliver a sh much shorter meeting as
Yeah.
well. So I guess the first thing I'd like to mention is the survey that I shared with the board in an email that is relates to our recertification. That's very important because that's what allows us to exist. That's what allows us to receive federal funding, both our planning, programming, formula funding, as well as being able to distribute the project funding as well. And because this process is quite streamlined, which is a good thing, and it is out of necessity, the survey is much more important than it had been in the past, because in the past it was a much more elaborate thing. People would visit, they would come to a board meeting, there would be a hearing and all of this stuff. But due to slimmed down federal staffing resources, they're doing it in this fashion. So we're asking you to please share that out with whoever you think has interacted with, with the MPO, a planning process that we have done within your community, and just encourage them to do that survey. The other thing I wanted to point out is those of you who work for the City of Madison probably received a statement of interest survey. And if that is the case, please, I was asked to remind you all to fill that out and provide that. And then I just wanted to note that the if you missed it and if you are interested, CARPSEEK, the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission, who worked on creating a population projection sort of estimate table for communities to use, if they so choose to add to another alternative to just working from the DOA projections, which over time, over decades, have proven to be a little low in Dane County compared to the rest of the state, with the exception for townships. They always estimate too high for the towns, but too low for the cities and villages. And so they just did a more detailed analysis and provided an alternative that planners can use. And I think they put did I think Doug, you attended. I think they provided a really good webinar with a good presentation about that. So I just wanted to point that out, and there's a link on your agenda. And then also to let you know that there will not be a meeting in January. It's very early in the month, and I'm going to be out of town. And at this point, we would not have a full enough agenda to have a meeting. So that's all I have to share. So short
All
meeting,
right.
one less meeting. So those are good things.
Any report from the any board members or questions? If Bill?
Yeah, question on the Dane County population estimates. Was that what's the level of granularity there? Does it is there information available down to the city and village level?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would go now towns are a little trickier. Wherever you get a lower number, and also land use policy and more specifics for townships make it more of a rangy sort of thing, but they do have the overall population projection for the county, but then also break it down into the table of cities and villages and towns, just like DOA does traditionally.
Derek?
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to just piggyback off of the last question. The webinar was recorded and it's on YouTube. I watched it last week and found it tremendously interesting. So I highly recommend checking it out if that's of interest to others.
Yeah, I would second that.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara?
Thank you very much. And so, yes, I did view the webinar, and I concur it was exceptionally done. I wanted to apologize for not being present at several of the board meetings, and the Transportation Commission meeting, which I was just in, was today at 5 o'clock. And what I'm finding is that the Transportation Commission meeting and some of the MPO meetings are in conflict. And so I'm late logging on because I logged out of that one. So I just want to let you know how committed I am to the MPO, and I'll try to work it out. But I wanted the body to understand why I had been missing.
All right, thank you. We're
I'm
so
complete.
glad you're here. So, all right, with that, is there a motion to adjourn? Alder Field, is there a second?
Andrew seconds.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Happy holidays to everyone, since we won't be seeing you till February.
Yeah.
All right.
Take
See you next.
care.
Thank
Be well.
you.
Yep.
Happy
See
holidays.
everyone.
Happy
Yep.
holidays as well.